All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Kent Wilson, the CEO of Alpine 4 Holdings. Kent, good to see you again.
Hey, Steve, good to see you. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, and also joining the conversation is Kevin Thomas, the CEO of Alternative Labs. And Kevin, nice to meet you as well.
You too. Thanks for having us on.
So announcement out from the company today, Kent, about Alternative Labs. I'll let you talk a bit about the announcement and tell us about Alternative Labs.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. As usual, it's great to be on your show. You know, obviously, we do a lot of our announcements through you guys, and we really appreciate the opportunity to speak about it. Alternative Labs is a contract manufacturer that is dealing with primarily nutraceutical grade, nutraceuticals within various different markets. They also happen to do a lot with the CBD type of ingredients that are becoming very, very popular. And we've been, entertaining looking at this type of company for many, many years. And in fact, one of the things that when we looked at expanding our manufacturing capabilities, we looked at automotive, we looked at aerospace, even some other ancillary manufacturing type of capabilities that would be a nice add-on to our electronics manufacturing out of San Jose. But all those other industries have, what we say fairly on the lower end of gross profit margins. And so one area that we discovered, when we were looking at expanding the space a few years ago, was that the nutraceutical and pharma industries happen to have, gross profits in that sometimes 30 and 40% range. And so we knew we wanted to zero in on that. So when we found Alternative Labs as a potential acquisition candidate, we fell in love with not only, Kevin and his team and the facility they have, but also that, this is a company that's going to add some pretty impressive gross margins to the Alpine 4 family of companies. So we're very excited about Alternative Labs. They've been around for over a decade and even longer. And it's going to be a nice feather in our manufacturing portfolio.
It strikes me as you're looking at this type of company for a number of different reasons when you make an acquisition like that. You've mentioned a couple of manufacturing, gross margins. It sounds like there's a lot of pluses here that really tick a lot of boxes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This company checks all the boxes for us. Robust revenue, on average exceeds 20 million. In some cases in 2019, they reached almost 40 million or just a hair over 40 million. They saw some regression due to, COVID and some other changes in some of the formulations that they do. But 2021 looks like it's on an aggressive path to get back there, which is great. And the gross profit margins are great. The other side of it too is because it's such a, they're a dominant player on the East Coast of the United States for, nutraceutical manufacturing. It allows them to be creative in what they can do with their customers. One of the things we loved is they're not just a contract manufacturer of products for, other, retail and wholesale companies. Is they're heavily involved in the design process. They're truly looked as the lead professional organization. If you're looking at creating a new product to add to your line of products for healthcare, they're at the forefront of it. So they do a lot of research and design as well, which makes them a very different player in their market.
Well, let's bring Kevin into the conversation because those are very nice things that he's been saying about your company. It sounds like you have a pretty impressive company and especially that state-of-the-art manufacturing facility, Kevin.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's years in the making. As we had this hyper growth over the last 5 years, we really wanted a facility that could showcase our abilities. We wanted a facility that could be an innovation center so our customers could come in from seed to table with a concept of something that's unique, that's exclusive, that's compliant to industry standards and sets the stage for innovation and competitiveness that sets them apart in the marketplace. And that's what people come to us for. We're an innovation center that will establish your brand as something that's unique in the marketplace so my customers, your customers, can really maintain a strong foothold, whether it's in CBD or cannabinoids and the cannabidiols and that. That's a highly emerging market. We have a lot of footprint in that. To traditional shakes and smoothies and functional coffees and really fun and unique delivery systems for unique nutritionals. Now, if you wanted to see that low dollar big box vitamin C tablet, this isn't the kind of place that you're going to come to. But if you want to see premium science-based, cutting-edge, unique nutritionals were the right house for you. And many customers across the nation recognize that. And now as we expand into a global footprint, it's just really exciting. And we needed that strength that Alpine brought, management team that Alpine brought to get us to the next level. We're only at 15% capacity. This massive facility that's just gorgeous. It feels like a little micro Google campus. We've got parks outside. We've got an 8-acre system here. It's really a lot of fun. And we couldn't be more excited about the partnership. It's amazing what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, Ken told us it was the park specifically that he wanted. So there you go. It was all that. it sounds like you make a lot of unique products. And with the manufacturing of those products, customers have to make sure that everything is to exact spec. Is that what makes your facility so impressive, is the fact that you can take what a customer wants and make that product right down to the bottom, you know, to the way that opens type thing?
Yeah, and it's important that is the law, to be compliant in the true label law. If it's on the label, it's in the product. We take great pride in that. You would be surprised how many FDA 483 warning letters go out to manufacturing firms and companies that cut corners to save a nickel or a dime. I'd rather invest that an extra dollar to ensure that we have a compliant product. When we manufacture a product and sell it to our customer, we're not selling it to our customer. We sell through our customer. We are doing a disservice if we don't help that customer sell that product. And quality and integrity and brand compliance to FDA standards is a real integral part of that stability. Everybody is trusting on that brand. And it's up to us to fulfill that trust and that commitment. And that's our badge of honor. We don't have a brochure. We don't have a fancy website. And Alpine's going to change that. But our brochure is our integrity and our commitment to quality.
Yeah, that's probably what you like to hear, Kent.
It is. And I got to tell you, going beyond the brochure, I mean, Kevin is a wonderful man and we've become friends professionally. But I also said the brochure is that building. And when you walk in, and I used to do turnarounds, I think I shared that with you on other shows, but yeah. I actually did a turnaround on a nutraceutical manufacturer on the West Coast. Night and day difference. I mean, just completely different. The quality, it shows through not just the employee. Well, it shows definitely through the employees, and they are a wonderful bunch of employees. And that all 100 of them last week. But the capabilities of the quality assurance staff, the senior level management staff, all the way down to the people packing, you know, the vitamin sticks and the other processes that they do. It's the building itself. What a showpiece, and what a great way to articulate and visualize how awesome this company is. And so I will say that one thing that I want to add to our invested and knowledgeable shareholders, you know, I'm also talking about DSF from time to time. And this is truly the quintessential stabilizer company. Solid revenues, great gross profit margins, and they will from time to time be a facilitator with some of our other companies as far as their manufacturing techniques go. But this is a great stabilizer, a very well-respected company, and really will be a footholding and a foundational company in our manufacturing portfolio as we grow.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for the time. Kevin, nice to meet you. Congratulations on this, and we look forward to talking again in the future.
Thank you.
And Kent, as always, thank you, my friend. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. There's Kevin Thomas, the CEO of Alternative Labs, and Kent Wilson, the CEO of Alpine 4 Holdings.